The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon.
Morning, everybody. It's Dan. Hope you're well. So, done things a little bit differently this morning because I'm actually recording this on my old iPhone 5 because my Samsung device will not flip text. So, for example, it's really annoying. I'll get onto Bitcoin and Buffett in a minute. But, for example, when I write on this board right now, you can see the word and it says test. Yes, my handwriting's bad, but at least you can see the word. On my Samsung, that doesn't come out like that. It's back to front. I have to flip it horizontally in order for this thing to work, right? And it's because I'm using this camera instead of the front camera. This is a back camera thing, that's a front camera. And so it doesn't work. And so there's a setting on the iPhone which allows me to flip horizontally, which is obvious, right? You'd think that would be really obvious. Do you think there's a setting on a Samsung? No. So what I've got to do is pull out my old iPhone 5 with its very cracked screen that Apple, by the way, refused to fix. The button on top failed, which was a common fault in the iPhone 5s. And they said that they had to charge me to fix the front screen, which was smashed. And that was like 90 quid. And I'm like, but I can get it changed for like 30 quid. Why would I pay you? And then they said, well, it'll invalidate the warranty. So I'm like, so you're not going to fix the button unless I pay you to fix the screen? Yep. All right, I'll go to Samsung. Anyway, so I had to pull it out of the drawer, charge it up, and we're now using it in order for me to be able to write on the board. But actually, it's a little bit small as the iPhone 5, but actually it works quite well. And I think what we'll probably do is we'll just use this as a setup as we continue doing our Facebook Lives, just because then it allows me to have my other mobile device up and running anyway. And we just leave it set up on the tripod, basically, with the microphone plugged in. That's a lot easier than having to set it up every morning. Anyway, Warren Buffett and Bitcoin. Warren Buffett has called Bitcoin like poison, like rat poison, okay? And that's fine, that's okay. And then one of the bits I really, really enjoy is going through all the comments, all the ignorant people who've got no idea about who Warren Buffett is. You've got 21-year-old kids going, oh, well, he just needs to die. Seriously, this is, you know, it's the internet, isn't it? It's a wild west. You can say whatever you want because there's plenty of keyboard warriors. Literally, well, he just needs to die. He needs to leave his mortal coil. He needs to leave this earth and leave it for his fresh ones. What does he know? He's a dinosaur. Yeah, he's only like the richest guy on the planet right now. What does Warren Buffett know about anything? Nothing. Other than his $90 billion. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, guys, first of all, you need to understand a couple of things about Warren Buffett. He is old school, but he's old school in not just because he's old, but in the way that he invests. And this is really important to understand because we've all got different investment strategies. My investment strategy is not the same as Warren Buffett's, right? It's totally not the same. Just like my investment strategy is not the same as Elon Musk. He's completely different as well. Do you guys know where Elon has his money? Have you got any ideas where Elon Musk puts his cash? What he's invested in? I tell you, he's invested in three areas. He's got some other small investments, by the way, but they're like less than 0.1% sort of, or certainly less than 1% of his total investment. But Elon, for example, he's got a large amount in Tesla Motors. Tesla. He's got another large amount in SolarCity. And then his last large amount is in SpaceX. So this is Elon Musk. Whoops. That's an S. So we've got Tesla, we've got SolarCity and SpaceX. So all this basically came from when he sold eBay. And he put a proportion into each, effectively. And that's how Elon Musk got started. He doesn't invest in Bitcoin. Some people saying that he's Satoshi Nakatomi, who's the alleged inventor of Bitcoin. I don't think he is, quite frankly. He's got other things to do. And it doesn't actually tie into his long-term dream, which is basically getting people on Mars, right? Because a lot of wealth is determined around what's your long-term goal. Let's look at Warren Buffett, and let's look at Warren Buffett's long-term goal. But just before we move on to Warren, Elon Musk's long-term goal is man on Mars, right? And he's got this vision of a little plant planted into the soil of and green growing on Mars. Now, it actually won't happen for technical reasons, because the soil's quite poisonous, basically. But of a regolith, as it's called, it's just not conducive. It's not Earth, it's Mars, right? Anyway, but that's his long-term goal. Now, Warren Buffett's long-term goal, he signed a pledge along with Bill Gates, and he's going to give up 99% of all his wealth, right? Bill Gates has signed up to it. A number of others signed up to it whose name escapes me. I think Zuckerberg's on there, and a couple of others as well. Oprah, I think, might be on there. I think she went to a meeting but didn't sign up. Because she's got her own charity stuff that she wants to do, which is fine, fair enough, right? And I tell you, the richest people I know are also the most giving. Like, from a charity point of view, the sheer amount of cash that they put into charity is quite phenomenal. Okay, let's talk about Warren Buffett then. Warren Buffett talks about Bitcoin being rat poison, and he's trying to warn other people off it. And you get all these young kids, and people my age too, I'm 45, but ignorant people saying, well, what does Warren Buffett know? He's just trying to get people away from the cream so that he can keep people down. Like, Warren Buffett doesn't give a shit, right? Warren Buffett has got $90 billion. He doesn't care about what you or I actually think, or these trolls on Facebook think. Because Warren's got his own specific way of investing. Now, like I say, it's different to mine. It'll be different to yours. But what Warren does is he buys stuff. So he's got a couple of rules. And I'll see if I can remember some of these rules. So it's like one of the rules is when he buys into a business, and he's not buying stocks and shares, although he is. He's actually buying a controlling part of the business. And so what Warren does when he buys the business is he wants to leave good management in place. Good management. Now, let me ask you a question. Has Bitcoin got good management? Well, first of all, nobody manages Bitcoin. Nobody. Right? You might have Bitcoin experts. We're all experts these days. But nobody manages Bitcoin. So it's impossible for Bitcoin to have good management. So what Warren does is he'll buy a company and then he'll leave the management in place, or he'll put his own in. But ideally, he wants management that's already there, that's already grown the business. And that's what he does. Now, the next thing that Warren's after is a 30% return on investment, on cash invested, right? So this is over like 5 or 10 year period. This is his sort of returns that he's looking for. So the question is, does Bitcoin give you a 30% return on investment? Now, some people would say yes. Okay, if you bought in at £1,500 and it's now worth 6.5, then yes, actually it's a 300% return. But if you bought in at £15,000 and it's now 6.5, you've not made 30%. So so that's the problem, right? If he's, Warren says he only invests in what he understands. So he missed Amazon, right? And people, again, on the internet, because they know it all. trolls on the internet are the taxi drivers of today. You know, taxi drivers know everything. There's nothing about taxi drivers, but, you know, they do seem to think they know everything, which is why they drive a cab, which is why the trolls on the internet are sat on Facebook instead of their yacht in the Med, right? I haven't got my yacht yet, but at least I'm in the Med. So we're halfway there. So Bitcoin is not giving 30% return on investment, okay? The next one, important, is sustainable. Is Bitcoin sustainable? Nobody really knows. Why does nobody know? Because it's only been around for 10 years. And it's not even really been around for 10 years. It's only really been around for like 3 years, really, because that's when it started to gain traction. And only in the last 18 months did it shoot up. And that really is only in the last 6 months. Remember, it was December when it hit £15,000, I think it was. Or was it $15,000? I forget. It's not sustainable. Next one. Is it repeatable? Repeatable. So Warren Buffett owns things like Coca-Cola. So if you drink a Coke today, might you want a Coke tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next year and the next 10 years? Yes. Gillette is another one that he owns. If you shave today, might you want to shave tomorrow or the day after? Of course. And a couple of days after that, and after that, and after that. And for the next 10 years, are you likely to want to shave, both men and women? Yeah, absolutely. Heinz, one of his other investments, is Heinz salad cream that you're going to put on your salad. Heinz salad cream. I love, you can literally eat anything with Heinz salad cream. Anything. So, would you possibly put Heinz salad cream on your food, and then tomorrow do it, and then the next day do it, and the next day do it, and the next week, and the next month, and the next year? Absolutely. So he wants, and this is what ties into sustainable as well. But first of all, are you going to be repeating what you use? Are you consuming it? Yes, absolutely. So if you think about what Warren invests in, these are the type of things that he's looking for. He's not looking to make a quick buck. Imagine sticking $1 billion on Bitcoin when it was 15 grand and now it's 6.5. Now, there's a reason why he's got these rules. And then he learned his rules from Benjamin Graham, by the way. Now, we've studied, you see, this is the difference, right? And I've got to get this through to you. This is the difference between those people who never have any money and those people who build long-term wealth, okay? And for me, it's different. I built long-term wealth, and I built it through buying properties, which generates cash flow, which covers all my costs each month, right? So, but that's different than what Warren Buffett does, and it might be different than what you do. But the difference between wealthy and not wealthy is that the wealthy people, we read stuff about Warren Buffett. We read the Tax Guide 2007, the Times Tax Guide. We read stuff like that. Even though it might not serve us right now, at some point it helps to build our picture of the world in terms of how we can best invest. And that's why we read up on this stuff. So just to give you a couple of audiobooks we've been listening to. We've been listening to Elon Musk's. Okay, are we going to study billionaires? Yeah, of course we're going to study billionaires. Are we a billionaire yet? No. Well, why are you studying being a billionaire then? Well, how do you think you get to be a billionaire, right? Are you a millionaire yet? Well, actually, on paper, yes, we are. Thank you very much. We've managed to do all right with that. Have we got £1 million in the bank? No. Okay, but by reading up on different millionaires and different billionaires, do you think that gives us more information for us to be able to act upon in order to make better decisions over the long term? So it will get us to £1 million in the bank. By the way, if you've got £1 million in the bank, you're doing something wrong. I mean, if you're a multi-billionaire, you've probably got several £1 million in the bank. But if you've got £1 million in the bank and you're worth £10 million, what are you doing with that £1 million? That should be generating cash flow each and every month. Right? Oh, it should be working for you. I'm a great believer in my money working harder than I do. So every morning I do a Facebook Live and I'll do a YouTube Live. This is Facebook, right? So we'll do one of those each and every morning where we can. And then we might have a couple of coaching calls, or we tend not to do a lot of one-on-one coaching anymore. Or we might have a client come into the villa, but we don't really work a huge amount of hours. But my money works harder than I do. I just have to manage it and control it. Do you think Warren Buffett manages his money really well? Of course he does. Do you think there's some things that we could learn from Warren managing his money? Absolutely. Now, Elon Musk, by the way, is a completely different type of person. You know, he'll work 18, 20 hours a day and sleep under his desk. He's a billionaire and he sleeps under his desk in the Tesla. Yeah, it's having a few problems right now, but it looks like, I was just checking my shares, because I've got shares as well, by the way, in Tesla, and I was checking my shares and they've gone back up again. They dipped and now they're going back up, which is really cool. So so you've got to work out what's your investment style going to be. Who do you want to be like? So we've studied Bill Gates, Richard Branson, we've studied Elon Musk, and we've studied, who's this guy? Warren Buffett. We've studied those guys. We've not looked at Zuckerberg as yet, but one of the audio books that we listened to was Phil Knight called, what's it called? The Something Shoe. Anyway, Phil Knight is the guy that runs Nike. What's his book called? Let me find it for you because it's really important that I find this. It's the beauty as well of recording on a different phone is that when we've got a question, I can actually answer it. So I'm going to Audible, and I'll tell you what's on my Audible book list as well. Right now, I'm listening to The Wolf of Wall Street, Straight Line Selling, which is really cool. So The Shoe Dog by Phil Knight is Nike's book. And it's very, very good. Let me tell you what else we got. We got Be Obsessed to Be Average by Grant Cardone. Gerald Ratner, if you remember him. We've not listened to that yet. Total Recall by Arnold, not listened to that. Elon Musk, listen to that. Web the Wolf, we're listening to that. The Shoe Dog, listen to that. Millionaire University, listen to that. You Are Badass at Making Money, which is a really good book, listen to that. The Best of Les Brown. Unshakable by Tony Robbins. Level Up Your Life by Steve Kam. And that's all the books that we've got on there right now. They're all very one-sided type of books, right? They're all about making money. They're all about investing. And what it does is it allows us to fill up the knowledge that we've got in our heads so that we can actually start to make better investment decisions. Now, this, by the way, is not a fully comprehensive list of what Elon want, what his rules are on investing. It's not a complete list. But when we're talking about Bitcoin, does any of this really match up to an investment in Bitcoin? No, completely not, right? Completely not. Absolutely, 100%. None of this ties into Warren buying Bitcoin. But what I love is all these poor people get up, go to job, go to work in their job, and yet they're saying about Warren Buffett being a dinosaur and him being behind the times. Warren's making 30% a year. 30%. 30%. And these guys are on $7 an hour. See the difference? It's all about the level of education, and it's about getting in there and understanding, how do you want to be an investor? Do you want to be an Elon Musk and work 18, 20 hours a day? By the way, he's bordering on genius level, if not at genius level. And I would also say he's got a certain level of autism. He's definitely on the spectrum, like Asperger's or something like that. But he's very, very clever. And he doesn't have to, you know, if you and I have to make lists, he doesn't. He had 167 changes to a Tesla that he needed to make, and he just reeled them off one by one. No notes, just off his head. Not off his head, but from his head. And he just reeled them off. You know, he's operating on such a high level that we would struggle to operate at that level, for most of us, I would suggest. But that's not to say you can't do the 18, 20 hours. If you were to take someone like Grant Cardone, you know, Grant Cardone, if you look at, because it's really important to me in terms of understanding, how do people make their money? And this actually forms, you know, the three rules that we've got. If you don't know the three rules, actually, I'll save the three rules for another video, because I'll go live again, I think, later today. But what Grant does is this. He earns cash. Okay? He earns cash by selling stuff. He puts that cash into real estate. Okay? The real estate generates more cash. He puts that cash back into real estate. And he's buying, you know, he's worth like 600 million. He's on his way to being a billionaire. Give it 10 years, he'll be there. No question. But he generates cash from his business, from him selling his books and his audio products and his live training events. And then he takes that cash and he puts it into real estate. By the way, this is exactly what I do. I make cash, and then that cash goes into real estate. The cash comes out of real estate as cash flow, and it comes back into real estate because we're buying more and more and more as we go through. We're also paying down our real estate debt. I'm not a great lover of debt, so we're paying mortgages down. So we generate cash by doing live one-on-one stuff, we also generate cash by recommending other people's stuff. You know, we're good at connecting people. If you've got a problem and you need it solving, we've got the person that can solve it for you. You just need to let us know what your problem is, and we can solve it for you. And we can put you in touch with the right people who we've got experience with having solved those types of problems in the past, so that we know we're recommending good people that are actually going to solve your problem. That's the two ways we generate cash, other than the cash coming out of the real estate of the property. But that's what Grant Cardone does. Now, how are you earning cash? That's the question. Are you going, getting up and going to work every day to earn your cash? Because you're only going to reach a certain limit. There's two limits there. The first one is how many hours you can work. And the second one is how much do you earn per hour? Like, you could work 40 hours in a week, or you could work 80 hours in a week. But if you're only on £8 an hour, call it £10 an hour, then you're only going to earn £400 or £800 in a week, right? That's not enough money. So then you could go and get better educated, more knowledgeable, more skilled at what you do. And that £10 an hour turns into £20 an hour. But it's still, at 40 hours a week, you're still only doing £800 a week. And at 80 hours a week, you're actually doing, what, £1,600? Now, that's a lot better. But £1,600 times four is about £6,000. That's still good, right? Still good. So it's like £60,000-£70,000 a year, but then you've got tax to take off that. So take a third off. Now you're on £40,000 a year. And then you've got to live. And then because you're earning a lot of money, you've got to buy a nice car, buy nice clothes, do all that stuff, right? That's what keeps you poor. Then suddenly you look up and all your money's gone and you've got nothing left to invest with. That's why you creating a business is really key. All right, that will do us for this morning. I hope that's useful. I hope that gets you into understanding why Warren doesn't really want to buy Bitcoin. And also those rules that we wrote down before, I hope that you can utilise some of those in your next investment criteria. If you've got a couple of investments you want to run past me, then just drop me a message. We're at the website at daniellatter.co.uk, or just drop me a message in the group. All right, guys, I hope you have a good day. Today is Tuesday, Tuesday the 8th. I hope you have a wicked day, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.